What's up, guys? And in this comic review, we're going to be going over the 2018 Captain America run. It is a roller coaster. Get ready because Hard and Marvel podcast starts right now. Guys, so let's just jump into this comic review. And this 2018 Captain America run kind of runs right after Secret Empire. And if anybody has ever heard any of one of my episodes, I pretty much talk about Secret Empire all the time. Nick Spencer's run, this crossover event, which was absolutely amazing with Captain America being a Hydra agent and really just taking Hydra and seeing what it will be like if Hydra really took over the world. And it's Secret Empire, with for those comic fans not really diving deep into the story, was really upset to see that Captain America was actually a bad or villain, so to speak. But you have to really finish the story, and spoiler alert with this, talking about Secret Empire, that we knew that there was another Captain America locked into, if we want to say, the Cosmic Cube in that way. And basically we get to these events that are starting with the 2018 run of Captain America, where basically the aftermath of the Hydra takeover of the nation. Captain America is a figure of controversy, because you got to think about this. Just to review, and what I'm going to be reviewing is pretty much just all the way up, not, I guess, a synopsis again. You like to use that word. Kind of going through issue 1 to issue 13. And we see the controversy where there are all these clones of Steve Rogers just released through that Hydra controversy, that takeover of the nation. And basically what this storyline is just a kind of a cleanup, you know, because Captain America comes back out. Steven Rogers really takes up the uniform again. But the one thing that he is slowly seeing and that he doesn't really want to see is that the Captain America, the shield, the uniform is tainted already. You know, carrying that tarnished shield for so long, it's now pretty much a new, it's not a new, but it's pretty much an enemy towards everything that America stands for. So you got to think about when Hydra was taken over in the storyline, in the period of Secret Empire, it was not actually that bad. The school systems were actually corrected. You know, now, obviously, if we see that now today, would we actually hate it? No, because the school systems actually need some rescuing. But to see that Steven Rogers, Captain America, kind of comes back into this world that was actually corrected in a way, but now that Hydra's residue is still throughout this storyline and Captain America is actually fighting it, we see him slowly trying to understand that he is fighting the inevitable, pushing the inevitable, that there's really no rescuing this situation anymore. Is he going to be put in a position where Steven Rogers stops being Captain America and he just needs to be Steve Rogers, that the world needs Steve Rogers? They don't need Captain America anymore because Captain America is dead. There's parts of the storyline where he runs from the nation, that he is being hunted, because we have some murders in the storyline. We're not going to actually put it out there, but we have some murders, more murders in the storyline, that Captain America is actually put his name on them, that he's hunted. And we are seeing again from every single angle that he is being he is being hit up. He is literally being targeted. And it's hard for Steven Rogers to really fight and keep that shield, because he really, at the end of the day, he wants to keep this shield. He wants to keep that uniform. He wants to keep the red, white, and blue, because that's all he knows. He is supposed to be the perfect representation of America, you know? And to see this, and to see him actually go through these storms, to go through these roller coasters, to go through these betrayals, and we see a villain of his that is really greatly known to kind of come in and surprise us in a very weird, if I want to use this, it's a very weird way to use it, but to kind of use that whole story arc of the new Joker in the Batman Beyond. So that's kind of like what we see happen here, because the Red Skull comes back in a very weird way. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not going to give too much spoilers away, but I am going to put that out there. But I love this series. It's one of my favorite series right now to read, because you know, Francis Yu, Senigo, I mean, all these names that I'm probably butchering is doing just amazing job with this character. And to see the residue of this story arc that I just so love, you know, Hydra conquered the United States, you know, following the leader of Steven Rogers' face. And he's clearly, all through these past 13 issues, Steven Rogers is trying to clear his name and getting America, America, the country, to trust him again. You know, Captain America returned and the Hydra fell, but a new threat is emerging and is literally taking everything that he is to clean not only the villains and the threat that is here, but is also cleaning up the garbage that Hydra left after. So he has a full plate, guys. He has the full plate. We have the clones that are called the Nuke Soldiers. He's been trying to take them out, but the Nuke Soldiers have Captain America's face. They're cloned. So, you know, we have all this mysterious group called the Power Elite. We have these different type of arcs that are happening all throughout the story. It is a roller coaster, guys. So please go check it out. Alex Ross is involved with the covers. He's an amazing artist with that. And they do a really great job of continuing the fire and the torch that comes from Secret Empire. They do just an amazing job. The politics that are involved, to see what would really happen if these kind of events happen all the time. So it's really, really cool to see these types of characters come to be a part and see Steven Rogers, to see probably at his lowest of lows, being in prison, associating himself with villains, all these kind of things. It's really, really cool to see, you know, Steven Rogers still even being in prison, having himself associated with these villains that he locked himself in, still turning himself in, even when he was pretty much set up with a death of, I'm just going to put that out there, of a death of a very important person. It's just amazing to see, even in the darkest of darks, he still has a humility and all that. So guys, go check it out. 2018's run of Captain America. It is still running. Amazing, amazing adventure. Amazing, amazing roller coaster. Check it out. That's pretty much it, guys. Again, if you have feedback, comments, or questions, or things that you want me to break down, or even moments, I do these little bit of a synopsis. Don't really want to break moments down because I'm going to do it in other episodes. But there'll be episodes where I just talk about a moment that pretty much is crazy. So again, I really wanted to do this review of Captain America's run on 2018. Amazing. Can't wait to see where it goes and what it goes into. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy days to hear me rant, as always, and nerd out with me, and send out your feedback, comments, and stuff on Twitter at JustinMarvel. That's JUSTN Marvel. Or look us up on Facebook at Heart of Marvel Podcast to send all your questions, or email us at Heart of Marvel Podcast at gmail.com. All right, guys, that's pretty much it. Stay awesome and stay blessed. Peace.